This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. If you want to watch us live, you can do so, beforeitsnews.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period, folks. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Article 4, Section 4, read it. Also read in the year of our Lord, 1787, at the very end, friends, of the U.S. Constitution, you'll understand exactly why President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, stated such, coined such a phrase as that. We're going to be talking about, are the churches doing it to themselves? Friends, are the churches doing it to themselves? The standard is not man's fallen nature, but the risen Christ. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. I have some disturbing information concerning what's going on under the brand new administration. Trump AG, this is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump AG, Attorney General, announces new pre-crime program inspired by war on terror tactics. Keep in mind, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And this is what they're using, friends. As I said, from the very inception, the beginning of this brand new administration, the agenda is going to go forward regardless because America is under the judgments of the Most High God. Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15. Go to the end to verse 68. You will understand. Read slowly. If you need a word of prophecy or you need a prophet to tell you where you're at, there you go, folks. Moses will tell you. Again, with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump Attorney General announces new pre-crime program inspired by war on terror. Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety, written by senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown. He said, yes, friends, guess what? All the talk about red flag laws and securing you and protecting you, despite its unconstitutionality, is all about to come a reality. And something far more sinister, more of a threat to liberty, and far more deadly than anything we saw in the film Minority Report. Attorney General Bill Barr has announced in a recent memorandum to all U.S. attorneys, law and enforcement and agencies, and top-ranking Justice Department officials a new national disruption and early engagement program, which is aimed at determining potential, not actual, mass shooters before they commit any crimes. Friends, I want to share with you right now as to what's coming to my aid. All that which is screening the smoke in front of what's really taking place is Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and all these other groups that this government, friends, is using. Over and over, history teaches us that government is responsible for sending in the brown shirts. I've shared this with you a million times. But it comes to my aid now, friends, that that's exactly what these groups are about. If it were not true, then why are they here? Why are the over 200 groups that international criminal George Soros has financed in the United States of America that are subversive to the American government, why are they still here acting in a subversive manner? Because William Barr and this current administration refused to use the DOJ for what it's purposed for. Folks, this war on terror is not aimed at such groups, at subversive groups in the United States of America. If it were true, then why is it that we have an Ilhan Omar? Why is it that we have a Keith Ellison? Why is it that we have a Linda Sarsour? Or why is it that we have a, folks, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders? Folks, these are all communists. They're all pushing for a new world agenda as they continuously lead the opposition, folks. This is exactly what's taking place. What's destroying this country, folks, today is a lack of justice and judgment, because judgment guards our liberties. We have the new AG, folks. For those that don't know the history, you might want to get a little update on who he is and what it is that he means to do and what he's responsible for. He's already paid the piper, friends, concerning Ruby Ridge and the Randy Weaver family. He was the one that was trying to justify the government concerning what they did to the Weaver family at Ruby Ridge back in the late 80s. Keep in mind, Randy Weaver successfully sued the government for their crimes against that particular family. Again, William Barr was there trying to defend the government concerning the crimes that it committed against that family. Now, according to the memo, Barr directed the Department of Justice and the FBI to lead an effort to refine our ability to identify, assess, and engage potential mass shooters before they strike. Folks, I told you that red flag laws, which are unconstitutional, they run antithetical to the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment. I told you that they were aimed at none other than their political opposition. And it's exactly what's coming to fruition today. William Barr further described the coming initiative as an efficient, effective, and programmatic, strategic, to disrupt individuals who are mobilizing towards violence by all lawful means. Also keep in mind, this CIA-controlled media, friends, is covering for those that are committing crimes against we the people, as the CIA-controlled media is giving cover to those that are committing crimes against we the people. How do I say that in another way? For 18 years, we were told that we were under an Islamic threat. They were the ones that were responsible for dropping the two towers. For 18 years, the media told us that we have that threat in the homeland here. We know that their mosques have increased 74%. We know that they are now taking position in government. And the worst, or the best that we get from this current administration, is that he slams criminal opposition. He doesn't actually bring in his DOJ to deal with them and remove them, friends, and to deport them back to where they came from, because we all know that they're not here to assimilate in the first place, which means that they're, again, subversive to American governments. Friends, the bottom line is you're the end aim concerning what's going on here. And I don't know how many times I'm going to have to tell you that. I don't know if you're going to have to be behind a barbed wire fence before you actually open up your eyes to what's taking place here. But it doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face concerning what's going on here under Donald Trump's attorney general announcing new pre-crime program inspired by war on terror tactics. Also listen to Ron Paul, folks. He's blown the trumpet, but the question I have for you is, are you listening? Read Ezekiel 33. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is a church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick, friends. I just wanted to tell you, this is crazy. Here we go again, Illinois. This is happening all across the boards. A representative, Louis Arroyo, arrested for bribery in Chicago. As three charged with fraud in Ohio, including former mayor. Friends, these are the people that are attacking your God-given rights. These are the people that are trying to disarm you. I do a whole show on this, but this is brand new today, friends. Top representative arrested for bribery in Chicago as three charged with fraud in Ohio, including former mayor. I don't know, America. How to paint the picture any different way than the Word of God and the Constitution concerning what's going on in your country. I just highlighted the fact, friends. Trump's AG, William Barr, sold you as the good guy, announces a new pre-crime program inspired by war on terror tactics. They're going to milk this war on terror, friends. But I got a question for you again. Who has capitalized on September 11th, 2001 more than this said government? No one has. Again, keep in mind, foreign enemies could have only dreamed of, friends, what your said representatives have in fact done against you. They are assailing you, America, and your God-given rights. Period. Just so you know. All this under the good guy administration, right? I'm just throwing it out there. You decide, friends. Also wanted to let you know concerning some more disturbing news. Gun grabbers, trick and lure. Trump, quote unquote, Trump wants to make a deal. Okay? This was the smoke before this announcement from Donald Trump's brand new AG. Again, keep in mind, William Barr was sold to you as the good guy, just like everybody else in Washington, D.C. I got a question for you, friends. Are things getting better or are they getting worse? I'm just curious. Under this good administration, things are going haywire. This country's being turned into hell, and why is it? Because we have forgotten our God. Psalm 9:16 and 17. That's why. Well, let me highlight this for you really quick because I want to get over to our churches doing it to themselves. Of course they're doing it to themselves. Gun grabbers trick and lure. Trump wants to now make a deal. Remember what Adolf Hitler said, to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. Every dictator does that. Ask Mao Zedong. Ask Joseph Stalin. Ask Mussolini. Except when they want to use your men for their wars. Okay, that's when it's okay. Put the guns in their hands when it's used for, a global initiative. Just so you know. Remember what Henry Kissinger said about our military men? This will bring it into scope. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. That's right. And then when they come home, they want to disarm them. That's right. Americans can't figure this out. Here, let me stop right there. I want you to just stop and think about what I just said, and I want to insert this into this conversation. I'm jumping all over the boards right now. Bunny trails. I was just in Montana. Kalispell. On the way back, absolutely nobody in the airport. Okay? It was blizzard-like conditions. We came inside the building, put our bags in there. I noticed that they had two lesbians. They were lesbians. It's not TSA, there's TGI. It's the same difference, right? One of these lesbians opened up one of the bags that was brought through the Delta baggage claim. And she opened up the bag. She just dug right through all this guy stuff, which is a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. They're just conditioning you, America. Let me prove my point. Well, so what this lady does is she takes out a bottle this guy had. It looked like he bought something in Montana and he was sending it back home. So she was a lesbian. And what she does is she takes a blade and she cuts all the bubble wrap from off the bottle. She opens it up, and then she puts some of that bomb detector on there, right, to see if there's a bomb inside of the bottle that he's transporting home, right? And she illegally, well, you've been led to believe that it's legal and it's for your safety, right? Oh, fools you are. But interestingly enough, she opens the bottle up, and then she tapes it back up after she checked it for bomb powder. So we go through the TGI, which is the same TSA. And there was literally folks, I don't think there was three people in line in Kalispell, Montana, when we went in through the TGI, the TSA. And as we're going through it, they're being so thorough about it and making sure that there's no bombs or nothing that we could bring onto an airplane like a box cutter knife. Really, America? Onto the plane in case we want to hijack an airplane, right? Right, right. I mean, that's what we've been told, right? Absolutely, we have. And then all of a sudden, we get to the other side, and then, you know, you go through that little that thing that basically radars your body as you're told to put your hands up in the air like you're under arrest, right? And then when you come out, they have a guy standing there with a smile on his face that wants to touch your body. Like the guy, when I got out, he wanted me to take my hat off. No problem, took my hat off. He said, I want to touch your head. I said, you don't need to be touching my head. I just went through your scanner. I said, do you know anything about the Fourth Amendment? And the guy standing right next to him said, well, if you don't like it, you don't have to fly. I said to him, apparently you, sir, by the way, you can sue the TSA. I said, you, sir, apparently don't realize that hundreds and thousands of men fought and bled and died magnifying the laws that you are transgressing right now. He said to me, have a good day. No, he's got to just keep stepping on his conscience. And he needs people that will just shut their mouth and do what they're told. Because guys like me are a absolute rock of offense to their known violations of the Fourth Amendment. Right? And it's interesting, friends. I also thought about when I walked through that line and they were all smiling at me as they were continuously stripping me of my God-given rights that, well, the borders are wide open. And are the American people really, do they have their eyes closed to the fact that the borders are wide open? The representatives that you're led to believe work for we the people that are transgressing the law like that of Adolf Hitler, friends, and his little German Third Reichers and his SS as they allure them into the United States of America illegally on your dime. Hello, think America. It's your representatives that are luring them into the United States of America. Are they being vetted? No! They're being allured into the state of Minnesota. You don't have to have ID. You're undocumented. That's okay. We'll give you a driver's license anyways. Hello, Minnesota. Hello, California. Hello, other states in the United States of America. I'm here to tell you that that is a complete violation of constitutional law. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you try going to Mexico illegal and see how that works out for you. You can call me from jail when you get there. You're being violated at the airports. You're being violated in your homes. You're being violated as you walk into public buildings that you're paying for. You're being violated by the very people that are unlawfully searching you and stripping you in the process. You're paying them to do it. You're paying for your own demise, America. I'm going to the TGI, I'm being violated, stripped down to nothing, preconditioned, because that's all this is a conditioning, America. So you'll accept more and more and more incrementally through a siege. That means a slow takeover. And yet the illegals, they can come in at will. Really, America? Hey, let me ask you something. 1-866-582-9933. Haven't you figured out who's under attack yet? Hey, folks, in Minneapolis, when we went to Montana, when we took off, you know what they did? The TSA, they were actual Somalians. Not here to simulate. They had all their Muslim garb on, vetting the people before they got on the airplane. Have you not figured this out yet, America? Hey, you know what they also did? When we were going through the line at the Minneapolis airport, they had two lanes. And they had dogs sniffing the people as they walked by. And they were told to walk down together in unison, slowly, so the dogs could weave in and out through them. And I thought to myself, well, where's the Muslims? I thought the Muslims were the problem. That's what the media's been telling us for years, for decades in this country. But it's not the Muslims that are the problem, America. Haven't you figured it out yet? It's you. You're the problem. As they're coming in, at will, unwilling to dissimulate. By the way, that's what they want. They want these people to come in and do the things that they've done over in Europe. But if you don't think it's going to happen here, friends, that's all you have to do is look to Europe, because it is happening here. Just over the last couple weeks, friends, just in Minnesota alone, we have seen gang wars, Somalian gang wars, in the Minneapolis area alone. Yeah, you heard me right. Where is the DOJ? I want to tell you where the DOJ is, friends. The DOJ is doing their best to set you up, namely those that would oppose their unlawful, tyrannical steps at every given turn. That's where they're at. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As wildfires in California continue to rage on, they're now threatening the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. John Hybush, Executive Director of the Reagan Library, speaking about what's next for them.
There'll be nobody working here today, that's for sure. The only people working here today are a lot of heroic firemen and firewomen up in the air and on the ground. It's the closest this library's ever come to this kind of a danger. So This is really serious stuff, but so far they seem to be right on top of it.
The Fed Reserve is cutting its benchmark Fed funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point to 1.5%. This is the third straight meeting that the Fed has cut the rates. The move was widely expected by Wall Street economists. The Fed Reserve Board is concluding a two-day meeting in Washington. The board also says the U.S. economy is rising at a moderate rate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I wanted to highlight the fact that gun grabbers trick and lure. Trump wants to make a deal. It's a letter you must read. It will be out on sonsoflibertymedia.com in just an hour or two here. But with that said, I want you to hear this. Remember, Adolf Hitler said to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. Okay? And that's all you have to do is read 1 Samuel 13:22, because that's how the Philistines ruled and reigned over that of the children of Israel. They had no weapons to defend themselves, friends. Common sense comes into play. As a matter of fact, George Mason said the best way to enslave the people is to disarm the people. Right? Well, recently I received this letter in the mail from a gun advocate group stating that Trump is getting bad advice, okay? Says he wants to make a deal with gun grabbers. Well, maybe Donald Trump should read Deuteronomy 17. He's supposed to know what the law says. After all, he put his hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Did he not? Yes, he did. Okay, common sense comes into play. And first and foremost, it would do well for this president to remember that the promises that he has made concerning the right to bear arms, which is found in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, as well as the oath again that he swore when it came to law-abiding gun owners in this country, when he promised the NRA and all their followers. By the way, the NRA has been selling you out for a long time, friends. Incrementally, little by little. Okay? Trump promised me you can depend upon me. I won't let you down. What is he doing? The opposite of what he said. Again, the letter stated that so-called universal background checks, red flag laws, and mandatory buyback schemes are all building blocks upon which the lawless criminal politicians will take your guns, or even worse, will jail those that resist. I told you, America, years ago. Either you deal with corrupt politicians, Article 2, Section 4, you do not have to wait for their tenure, friend, to end. If they lie, if they steal, if they do anything contrary to their sworn oath, they can be removed instantaneously. Once they're impeached, then you indict them. You charge them for their crimes. Okay? It's either them or your guns, friends. It's just going to come to that. You can rest assured. Step one is this, friends. That Universal background checks require virtually every gun transfer to be approved by the government, giving the federal government the opportunity to compile a list of every gun owner and what firearms they own. They're already doing this, friends. Let's not play the stooge to ill-designing men. Let's not play the fools. I'm talking about gun grabbers, trick and lure. Trump wants to make a deal now, friends. This is what's in their deal, okay? Step two is red flag schemes let gun grabbers personally target gun owners for a surprise. What's the surprise? We're seeing more and more of this. Again, we're talking about the squeaky wheel, the 10% in every organization, namely the police in this given situation. Shoot first, ask questions later, right? Raids and politically active gun owners will be the first ones affected. You better know it will. And they'll justify it every step of the way, friends, okay? It's time, friends, for you to understand that you better believe what you believe and you better stand on what you believe and act out your beliefs. Now is the time. It's been time for years in this country. Okay. Step three, the mandatory buyback program is the final step in gun confiscation. By calling it a buyback, they make the program seem voluntary, but Americans who refuse to sell their guns will be ordered arrested. Just think about this. I want you to understand that no longer are they the agent, folks, they are no longer law enforcement. They have now become agents of the state. Agents of the state. The letter states, put them together and you have what we have repeatedly seen throughout history, registration and tracking of gun owners followed by door-to-door confiscation and imprisonment of those who dissent. And all of this, America, in direct and stark contrast with what our American forefathers established in arming their posterity. Remember, President George Washington said, firearms are second only to the Constitution in importance. They are the people's liberty teeth. I'm highlighting an article, a letter from a gun advocate group, friends, that just went out. Okay? Gun grabbers, trick and lure. Trump now wants to make a deal. There is no deal. Was there any deal concerning the sacrifice of our forefathers when they threw off a tyrant? Absolutely not. It was kill or be killed, right? It was either enslavement or it was freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17, right? There is no in-betweenites. It would all do us well to understand that we better see things as black and white with color for those that have that gift. Okay, I don't. But the fact of the matter is we better see it as absolutes. Either we're absolutely free or we're absolutely enslaved. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. What did Jesus say right before that? He said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, you're good for nothing, friends, really. If you're lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. There is no in-betweenites concerning what's taking place here. So these are the couple of flags that I wanted to throw up right now concerning what is in fact happening in the United States of America, regardless of what you're being told. And also keep in mind, friends, you are being inundated by the CIA-controlled media from every direction in this country right now to merely throw off and divert your attention from what's really happening in this country. Okay? You Americans are under attack. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And you can call me an alarmist all that you want. That is my job. Call me what you will. But the fact of the matter is, and I've said this so many times, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm telling you what the CIA-controlled media is not. Through media blackout. They don't want you to know what I'm telling you right now. Okay? And I don't care what they want. Folks, the media needs to be criminally held accountable for what they are promulgating. Because everything, folks, in so many different ways, the only time that the truth comes out of these people is when they do it by accident. They blurt the truth out in their confusion. That's the only time we see the truth or hear the truth. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I'm also sick and tired of people that should know better to pay attention to judgment for their fruit rather than what you're told. Isn't it crazy, America, that you live in a country where men are so willing to follow other men by merely by the words of their mouth? And yet, again, Jesus tells us and commands us to judge men by what they do. We need to judge men by what they do, friends, and this is what they're doing. We need to wake up to what's going on here, friends. We need to wake up. Are the churches doing it to themselves? I can set this up, I can tee this up, but it's going to be, ooh, there's a lot here. But it's great stuff. The standard is not man's fallen nature changing gears, friends. The standard is not man's fallen nature, but the risen Christ. If you remember right last week, I shared with you how perfection was both expected and mandated of those who guard the tomb of the unknown soldier before one could take the position, and by the way, rightfully so. These are the guys, these guards who stand guard over the men and women who have sacrificed themselves in the hundreds of thousands to preserve the freedoms that we now possess. John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brothers. That's what our forefathers have done. That's what our family members have done when they fought during the Second World War, friends, in so many different ways, and rightly throwing off a tyrant by the name of Adolf Hitler. Hey, folks, this is how they honor the dead. They live for those who died for them. How much more should we, as those that call themselves Christians, 86% of you, how much more honor should we be showing to the living Christ? Right? Revelations 1:18. Now, in strong contrast to those who guard the tomb of the unknown, the professed church in America, to their everlasting shame, make excuses as to why they cannot overcome. Right? Isaiah 30, verse 1. And 1 Peter 1:23. Now, apparently these professors did not hear Christ when he said, go and sin no more. There's grace right there. There's grace. Read John 8. What drove her to the foot of Jesus Christ? The Pharisees, Moses, God's moral law, right? John 8:11. And then he told her, after she was repentant, broken into 1,000 pieces, Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 34, 18, Psalm 51, 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. Then he showed her mercy and told her what grace was when he said, go and sin no more. That's grace. Read Romans 6 when you get a moment, folks. Remember, too, in 1 John 5:4, it says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. What? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? The author and the finisher of our faith. His name is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:2. And you read Romans 8:37, and it says, nay, in all these things we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And one more, 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God, John 3:3, doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Okay? Again, the analogy of the two dogs in a ring, they fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. Okay? Feed on the bread of life. Okay? King David meditated on the word day and night. Now, I know that these scriptures are foreign to the modern professors of those that call themselves Christians, as is a foreign language. 1 John 1:4. 5 through 6. Now, these are the same people that talk much of grace but know nothing of it. You see these people driving down the street with bumper stickers that say such things as, Christians aren't perfect, they're just forgiven. Yet when we look at Scripture, we find that it tells us that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. See, they're using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Put that up against Romans 5:20. So, I put forth the question to those who remain in their sins for which they are unrepentant. Where's the grace? It's exactly right. Where is the grace? The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:34, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Again, that's in the New Testament. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to drive down the street reading church signs across America. I hope that you can stomach it, friends, because I don't know that I can. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's? Really?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just teeing it up for tomorrow, friends. I got caught up into some information warning the American people as to what's going on under this brand new administration. They are magnifying red flag laws like crazy, business friends. And they're doing this under this criminal called William Barr, who you have been sold. They have sold to you, friends. They've sold him to you as being the good guy. Again, go to the Word of God and judge him by his fruit, Matthew 7:16. He's not a good guy. He's just not a good guy. You judge him by his fruits. You know, you don't sit there and look at a guy, talk about how he's preserving life as he's snuffing life out, right? As a metaphor. I mean, we need to think here. This is exactly what many of these corrupt politicians are, in fact, doing today. I was just talking about church signs. Are the churches doing it to themselves? And I just teed it up. Are you guys ready for this? It's not even funny. But again, it's one of those scenarios where I just got to, if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. It's heartbreaking. It's just, what has become of America? Well, look at what has become of those that call themselves the light. There's no difference between the darkness in the world and the darkness in the church. It's like Eli, friends. He let the light go out in his time, and because of it, judgment came. And if you look at it, Eli and Hophni were his sons, because he refused to deal with his sons, as a matter of fact. That's why they were judged, and that mantle was taken away from that household. And again, judgment commenced. Why? Because the church disobeyed the living God in refusing to maintain the light that they are called to be, in reproving the darkness. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment. But here's some church signs for you. Let's get in the car and let's drive down the highway together, okay? These are some of the modern day church signs, okay? You ready for this? Oh, and by the way, I got this little book at Cracker Barrel down south, 5 years ago. And they thought it was cute. They thought it was just fine. And I don't see anything cute or funny about it, friends. But again, here we go. Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. Why doesn't the world take the church serious? Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen's. That's so cute, isn't that darling? Really? Jesus Christ dies for the sins of the world on Calvary? And this is what we've made it out to be? If it means nothing to those in the church, why would it mean anything to those in the world? And by the way, if those truly had the witness of Jesus Christ, do you think that they could minimize the importance of his sacrifice by coming up with church signs like this? Absolutely not. They're not ashamed. Again, they think it's cute. It's humanism is really what it comes down to. Church signs. Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in. This folks, to me, it's so offensive. Walmart is not the only saving place. Come on in, huh? Huh. Here's another church sign for you. This is why they become a reproach, friends. Now's a good time to visit our pastor. He's on vacation. Wow. And when I think of the Word of God, my Bible tells me that we're supposed to show them double honor, not dishonor. Especially they who labor in the word and doctrine, 1 Timothy 5:17 through 22. Now's a good time to visit our church because our pastor's on vacation. Whoa. That is undermining, friends, the call. Okay? Church signs. The best vitamin for a Christian, you ready for this one, is to be one. Did you hear what I said? The best vitamin for a Christian is to be one. Folks, this comes from the biblically illiterate. No question about it. Here's another church sign. Visitors welcome, members expected. Did you know that America, the Puritan preachers, during the turn of the century, not only the 19th, but also the 18th, the 17th, the 16th, and the 15th. That's the history I'm talking about right now. Did you know that to be a part of the church, you had to be proven for 1 to 3 years? Did you know that? Matter of fact, if you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:12, you're supposed to know those that you labor among and those that labor among you. 1 Thessalonians 5:12. 1 to 3 years before you could become a member of a church. This is a fact. Okay? But now you see these signs all over. By the way, you're seeing all over the country too, friends. Did you notice the churches changing their names? I've seen one in Montana, Fresh Life. Oh, I see them all over the place. They're minimizing the Word of God. The pith and marrow of the Spirit of the Holy One of Israel is being removed. They're not Christian names anymore. They're modernized to fit the spirit of the world. Well, then I ask you a question. Then who is influencing that said spiritual overseer? The world. Oh, well, they want to convert you to the world? Or is it because, you know, the Bible, like, they can't try to deceive the people into believing that they're not Christians, you know? I mean, we're here to see that you're converted to Jesus, but it's okay to be influenced by the world too? No. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. A question for you, that's James 4:4. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? They can't, okay? But this is what they're minimizing. Degrading the definitions of the Word of God to mean now. Another one. Here's a church sign for you. You're still in the car with me, friends? The pastor saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. I'm not making this up. The pastor saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of lousy sermons. These are modern day church signs. It's ridiculous. It's carnal. Right? Here's another one for you. This is blasphemy. This one is palms read here. Okay, and they have psalms read here. And you walk up uptown Minneapolis area, you see palm readers everywhere. Okay, so they have to minimize their message to that of the world. Okay. Has anybody paid attention to what the law of God teaches us concerning those that are necromancers, palm readers? The list goes on. It's not good for them, but we make jokes about it now, right? Familiar spirits. The list goes on. Here's another sign for you. A dam holds water back. It's not my last name. Oh, that's cute. Boy, they're so bold, aren't they? The word bold, the Bible says that the righteous are made bold as lions. Bold means forward to danger. I am, of course, being facetious. What a joke. A dam holds water back. It's not my last name. Folks, we're talking about, are the churches doing it to themselves? These are church signs. Oh, you know they are. You know they are. This is why nobody takes them serious, right? The enemy in this country knows how to do what they should be doing better than they do, right? Here's another one for you. Come in for a faith lift. Really? I didn't know you. That's humanism. In so many different ways, that could be called metaphysics, folks. The Holy Ghost is the one that imparts faith unto you by the living Christ. To those that are crucified, Galatians 2:20. Okay? I could literally preach off of every sign that they're posting on their church yards. Okay? Here's another one. Looking for a lifeguard, ours walks on water. Okay? That's okay. But still, and it's got a lot of spiritual significance, which is okay. So I'm not going to hit that one too hard. We're talking about church signs. You ready for the next one? Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. That's true. But notice what they're trying to say. Read the Bible every day to prevent truth decay. Wow. Ah. Here's a good one for you. I'm going to go over to Jeremiah. Matter of fact, God's in every city. And King James Version going over to Jeremiah. I want you to listen to this before I tell you the next one. For according to the number of the cities were thy gods. You know that foreigners are now infiltrating America because they said that America's gods are sports. I didn't say that. That's what the Muslims have said out of their own mouths, right? But for according to the number of cities were thy gods, every city has a stadium, right, that you paid for. For those that didn't know, you did pay for it. But Jeremiah 11:13 says, for according to the number of thy cities were thy gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense, which is significant, or a type of prayer, right? Unto Baal, right? Here's this last one for you. I'll kick it off again for the rest tomorrow. Let's meet at my house Sunday before the game. Friends, that's called idolatry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.